something completely different. My name is Bob Stenick, and I'm a marine ecologist. I've been working on marine ecosystems in Maine for over 30 years now, a couple of decades working with lobsters and with the lobster industry, focusing a lot with groundfish, and have worked with the sea urchin industry. I'm very interested in also thinking about the bigger picture. And I think one of the things that worries me more than anything is the simple fact that it took more than 300 million years of production on planet Earth to put away the carbon that are the hydrocarbons that we've been burning recently. In a couple centuries, we're burning 300 million years worth of carbon that accumulated. And even though there's been an awful lot of press about the problem of things like carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we've been unable to really slow that increase, and that's been a problem. Now, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere readily bonds with water and forms carbonic acid, and acid will dissolve any kind of shellfish. Now, you know, in Maine, we know of some shellfish, lobsters. So what makes their shell hard is limestone. Sea urchins, steamers, scallops. As a matter of fact, the state of Maine has the highest percentage of shellfish in our fishery of any state in the United States. And so these kind of problems in terms of carbon dioxide building up are going to need some real solutions. And I think that when it comes right down to it, we should be thinking about the bigger picture, the entire ecosystem. What can we do that's going to maximize our biodiversity, maximize our economic diversity, what Philip talked about, and the best way to move forward? Renewable energy and things like wind power is a great thing to explore. I've been involved in looking at the impacts to the marine life that lives on or near the seafloor, and that includes groundfish, as well as lobsters and other things. And the interesting thing about the sighting, as we move to deeper water and we move offshore, actually the population density of a lot of the critters that we care about gets less and less. I'm one of a handful of people who've spent hundreds of hours in submarines, and I can tell you when you get into some of the deep water, you start daydreaming because you can go pretty good distances before you see critters. So the bottom line is that I absolutely think this is something we should be thinking about, taking it seriously. I think we should apply the best science to it to see what kind of impact we have. And if we can come up with this as a good way to help, it's no panacea, but I think it's going to help in the overall effort of meeting our energy demands without increasing our emissions, strikes me as worth pursuing.